This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. It was announced earlier this month that despite tours of the White House being halted because of cuts in government spending, the popular Easter egg roll on the grounds of the presidential mansion will still proceed as planned next Monday. However, if you haven't received one of the 35,000 free tickets to join President Barack Obama on the South Lawn, no need to despair, as there are plenty of events, even of the budget-friendly variety, to keep you entertained right here in Metro Atlanta this coming Easter week. To tell us about these, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Welcome back in, sir.
It's good to be here.
Shane, from a liturgical standpoint, between now and Sunday is the most somber period of the Christian church year. However, for some, there's just no waiting for Easter celebrations. They want to get started early. In fact, the day before.
Yeah, and one of those things is the extravaganza egg hunt at Callenwald. This happens every year. They will have literally thousands of candy-filled eggs. I mean, what could be wrong with that?
Not a thing.
You know, we all love, no matter how old we get, I think we all love candy-filled eggs. That's just something that we never outgrow. They have different times for different age groups, newborns to age 3, and then they go on up.
What about the mid-40s to early 60s
Yeah,
set?
I think they might have to just live vicariously through the youngsters.
Or go to the drugstore and buy your own candy.
That's right, that's right. But yeah, this is a great outing for the kids and for the families. The price of admission is $10 for kids, but you know, the parents come along for free, so... it's a really fun family day out, and that's happening on Saturday at Callenwald, and that begins at 10 a.m.
Shane, last October, a British group caught the world's attention when it issued a news release predicting a bacon shortage. Many were soon relieved, though, when it was announced that rumors of a looming pork shortage were greatly exaggerated. Although I think there may just be some bacon lines forming this weekend right here in Atlanta.
Oh, you bet there will be at Bacon Fest. This is one of those events that many people look forward to with great anticipation. Bacon Fest happens at Dad's Garage Theater. They do this every year. They just make up a whole ton of bacon. And of course, they'll have lots and lots of beer. It's a little bit pricier than our usual bargain thing.
But it's bacon.
But that's the thing. You get beer and bacon with your admission price, and that starts at $28. But still, you're going to get some really, really great entertainment because, of course, the Dad's Garage improvisers and actors are going to be there. They'll have lots of carnival games, and local bands will be playing. One of my favorite things is you can get a bad caricature. That's their words, not mine.
A bad caricature.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently. On purpose.
Yes, I think it's on purpose. You know, the Dad's Garage folks are a little bit out there sometimes, but that's why we love them. But really, it's mostly about the bacon. I mean, who doesn't love bacon? And actually, if you want to go the whole hog, they will have the whole hog there. It's a little bit pricier, so you can, you know, indulge in a little bit of barbecue as well. And that's the Bacon Fest, and that's happening at Dad's Garage Theater this weekend. And that is, it begins at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Shane, they say the classics never get old, but who's to say they can't benefit from a little spicing up? I understand Atlanta's Synchronicity Theater is putting on a Cajun spin of a beloved fairy tale.
Yes, they're bringing back a show that they did last year. It was a really big hit. It did very well for them. It's called Petit Rouge, and it's about Little Red Riding Hood, except it's set in Cajun country. So it gets a little bit of a Zydeco spin on it. It has great music. It's lots of fun, and the girl who plays Little Red Riding Hood is just adorable. You know, you got to love it. It's just a really... exciting and fresh take on something that's very familiar to all of us. This is presented by Synchronicity Theater. They're doing it there at Horizon, which is right there at a little Five Points. And that actually opens tomorrow.
Well, Shane, that is another week packed with inexpensive entertainment options. Thank you so much for the picks, and we look forward to having you back with us next Thursday.
I look forward to it as well.
For more information about any of these budget-friendly events, head to our website now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.